Brother Kamau from Seattle, Washington. We often will say from the left coast.
Left coast.
As a way of distinguishing ourselves from just saying, I'm from Washington, because if I said that, you most folks would think Washington, D.C. We don't want you to be confused. So in recognition of the resolution complaint given by the UN General Assembly on the 23rd of December 2013, proclaiming the years 2015 to 2024 as the International Decade for People of African Descent, with the theme People of African Descent, Recognition, Justice, and Development, and acknowledging that for this to be more than just a statement or a slogan, we reach back to the words of Dr. David Horn. This will depend on what we do for ourselves. Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is our time. So what we do for ourselves depends on what we think of ourselves. And what we think of ourselves depends on what we know of ourselves. And what we know of ourselves depends on what we've been told. Now, my public school education in America taught me, both overtly and covertly, that I came from a race of people who had contributed nothing to the forward advancement of humankind and the civilizations that would follow. The truth, though, known by the few, would come to be known by the many. I now know that it was the African that first populated the earth, made in the image of the Creator. And if you seek the face of God, you only need look in the mirror. I now know that the first mind to question life and find answers was the African mind. It was the same mind that created and formed the scientific and mathematical basis for all tangible human accomplishments. Indeed, it is this Africa from whom we are descended, who gave birth to and significantly influenced the world's oldest and most significant civilizations throughout time. I now know that it is the African who entered history not as slave, but as master and mistress of the world known to them, in control of his or her own destiny. It is upon their shoulders that we stand, and it is their legacy that we strive to maintain and build upon into the future. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. So I stand before you representing the Washington State chapter of the 6th Region Diaspora Caucus. And we are working to keep things moving forward. As Dr. Horn says, we're trying to do things, not just talk about them. So I want to speak to you about three specific projects that we have underway. Project number one, the African Union has called for a unified language to be taught and ultimately spoken across the continent of Africa. That language is Kiswahili. So if that's the language that they want to be taught and spoken across the continent, and they are already teaching at some of the AU universities, and of course I think teaching it at the university level is a little late. We need to start here. But nonetheless, some of the countries, South Africa being one of the most prominent ones, is already introducing Kiswahili in their elementary school curriculum to be taught to the children. And we're seeing this taking root in other countries across the continent. For Kiswahili to become the lingua franca on the continent, if it's good enough for them, wouldn't it be good enough for us too? SRDC in the state of Washington has implemented a program where we are now teaching Kiswahili on a weekly basis to the youth in our city. And even old dogs like me are taking a run at it. So that's our first project. So every Saturday morning from 9 to 10:30, we gather and take a run at Kiswahili. It's fun. Another project that we have going, and we don't claim to be the originators of this one. We kind of stole the idea out of LA when I was visiting there. The fourth Friday of every month, we host what we call a Pan-African Family Film Night, where we show films, documentaries, for the community, films and documentaries where you can bring your children, and where about our history, about our culture, and we have discussions afterwards. Emphasis on you can bring your children. So we're not going to show stuff where it's a whole lot of violence, a whole lot of trauma-inducing activities, a whole lot of bad language that we don't want the children to be exposed to. We promote that. Third item. We have partnered with an organization out of California, which is kind of a recycling organization. And they work with major corporations in our state. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, those kind of corporations, who every 5 years turn over their office furniture. These corporations used to basically buy new furniture every 5 years and throw away the old stuff, literally. Take it to the dump and throw it away. Practically brand new stuff. So these guys in California had the bright idea, well, why are you doing that? We could recycle this stuff. So they put together a business plan and formed a company where they come in and they contract with these companies to come in and remove the old furniture. And then they will donate it to organizations like SRDC Washington, who has a nonprofit wing of our operations. They'll donate it to us free of charge, and we will make it available to countries on the continent or in Central America free of charge. You only have to pay the shipping costs, plus maybe a small administrative fee. And so that's another service that we are trying to provide. And as I've traveled to, we've already shipped to the Gambia, to Senegal, to Tanzania. And as I've traveled and visited various countries, we go to the different schools. Sometimes we see the children sitting on the floor trying to do their lessons in the schools. And these chairs and desks and blackboards or whiteboards or whatever could be of use in these schools. Oftentimes the challenges that we've encountered is personnel on the ground will see this nice tables and chairs and stuff, and they'll get the bright idea, oh man, I can take this and ease it out onto the street. I can make some money. Forget the children. That's some of the challenges that we have to overcome. And I'm constantly looking for those honest Africans who actually care about the children. And to be honest with you, sometimes it's a challenge. It can be disheartening to know that there's people in countries where the children are sitting on the floor to learn to study, and they don't care about the children. They care more about me first than the children. That hurts. But we keep trying. And so we would like Liberia to be the next company that we partner with that we ship containers to. So our website is www.srdc-wa.com, and you can go there and you can see a little bit about our operations and some of the countries we ship to, and you can even see some images of the furnitures that we're talking about. Thank you so much for your kind attention.